What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the EG3 show. The garage is open. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of the EG3 show. If you guys are tuning in for the very first time, or who have been listening for quite a while, or have been a weekly listener of this podcast, the EG3 show, all about, ladies and gentlemen, the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And I'm checking in here with you guys tonight, bringing you this special episode here for the next 20 to 30 minutes, talking Xfinity Series only. Yes, the Xfinity Series, we've kind of put them behind the barn burner because of the fact that we have Memorial Day weekend has arrived, and of course the triple header on Sunday, Monaco, Indy, Charlotte, and tomorrow is the appetizer, the Xfinity Series on track, continuing on track action from Charlotte Motor Speedway tomorrow afternoon. Yes, folks, it's going to go down in the Xfinity Series tomorrow afternoon. Just want to bring you up to date on a few things here in the Xfinity Series here this evening before I let you go for the rest of the evening. And of course, I will be checking back in with you guys tomorrow. I'll be recording a jam-packed, and I mean jam-packed, episode, which will include previewing all three races Sunday, all day Sunday and into the evening as well. Memorial Day weekend, get your weekend off right with NASCAR. There's so much going on, and we tend to think about the biggest day in all of motorsports, but we kind of forget, you know, there's another race going on, and that is the Triple A boys in NASCAR, the Xfinity Series, taking on track at Charlotte, and they did their practicing yesterday, and of course, more tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's preview, but Kyle Busch looking for that elusive win at Charlotte. Not only that, but to win at all tracks. So if he can capture Charlotte, which he's been trying for quite some time now, he would have won at every track on the circuit. And you know Kyle Busch wants to win and not deal with another loss, just like last year's Coca-Cola 600, where Austin Dillon gambled on fuel mileage and basically stole the race away from Kyle Busch, who basically was in position to win it ahead of Martin Truex Jr. a year ago. But Austin Dillon and Jason Alexander put all the stops to that. I'll talk about more about that tomorrow on the preview show. But the Xfinity Series, yes, they were on track yesterday with practicing. They'll qualify the cars and race them tomorrow afternoon, basically appetizing us, getting ourselves ready for this race. And of course, the Xfinity Series will be racing the package that we saw in the All-Star race after this week, Pocono and Michigan. So definitely we're still getting more data about that, but everybody, at least about 85% of my friends and what I've seen on Twitter, my Twitter page, have been happy with the package, making it more exciting. And the other 15%, not so much, including a surprise, one of the NASCAR, not going to call his name out, but he probably knows who he is. And I listened to one of his podcast episode over this past week, and he said he wasn't quite fond. Basically, what he was saying, he was quite fond of the package, but he was open to it. But overall, though, he didn't seem to like the package. But pretty much everyone I listened to, all the feedback has been very, very positive, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how after those Xfinity Series races in the next 2 weeks, Pocono and Michigan, on how they evaluate the stuff. And who knows, we might see it, but we might see it at least one more time. But at least, you know, for the package is concerned, not in the playoffs is concerned. If we're going to see this package again, it has to be maybe the regular season finale in Indianapolis or one of the Michigan races, somewhere in there, and even Pocono for that matter. As you know, the field gets kind of spread out and it's boring and all that other stuff. You don't see much passing, really, at Pocono, Michigan, here and there. Of course, where they paved it, we've only seen a one-lane racetrack, and we all know how I feel about that. Some of you guys know how you feel as well. All this one-lane passing, there's not much side-by-side. We got that last week. The All-Star Race proved exactly, you know. It's very interesting how we could see the package. If this package was implemented in the 600, my goodness, that would be quite the entertaining show, because it is the longest race of the entire year. You want to see action. But we're back to normal cars, quote-unquote, Brad Keselowski last week. Normal cars in both the series. In the Xfinity Series, of course, leaves Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski doing battle again. And Kyle Busch won the earlier practice. Brad Keselowski won the later practice yesterday. And of course, news on the 23 car of GMS, that of Chase Elliott. He will pilot the 23 car tomorrow afternoon for GMS Racing. Of course, he's tabbed for a few more races of note: Pocono, Chicagoland, Daytona, and Bristol. And of course, Chase Elliott in a big inauguration for Hooters, as they got their little pageantry celebration going on this season, celebrating Nana as well. So Chase Elliott, of course, has Hooters on a race car in the Cup Series as well. So Chase Elliott, we're going to be seeing him tomorrow, along with a couple other Cup guys, that including Jimmy McMurray on this list as well. As we go down the line, I think that's it for the Cup guys. So four Cup guys enter this field, and if it's any indication of what we're going to see, Kyle Busch is going to look to avenge what happened in the Truck Series. Was very, very Kyle Buschy after Johnny Sauter ran away with the Truck Series last week. And Kyle Busch, you know, being Kyle, being the sore loser that he is, not getting his way. So, you know, it goes back to 300 miles again. Bristol has 300 laps that we saw. And here, 300, another long race for the Xfinity Series. Guys like Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, those guys have to deal with Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, and Jamie McMurray, who's piling a 42 car for Ganassi tomorrow afternoon. So with that being said, though, when you take a look at kind of what you're looking for, is the best consecutive average 10 laps. Of course, an Xfinity Series regular is up there in front of Keselowski. That being a person of Christopher Bell in that 20. Been feast or famine for him this year. One of the favorites to win the Xfinity Championship, if not the favorite. But Christopher Bell, if he stays out of trouble, is likely going to play a huge factor in this race tomorrow. He, Keselowski, Kyle Busch, and actually the Cup guys are right there sandwiched in between Bell and Cole Custer, was top five in 10 lap averages over those practices. But yes, this could be an exciting race tomorrow. Have to see about that. Keselowski looks strong. These Cup guys once again invade, and we've had exciting races without the Cup guys here as of late, but now you bring the Cup guys in, mainly the two who've been pretty much potent, Keselowski and Kyle Busch. And if anybody has anything for them, could be Christopher Bell or Cole Custer for sure. Tyler Reddick was second in final practice. And for those of you who want to tune in to the race tomorrow afternoon, that is the Isles Coast 300 Charlotte Motor Speedway tomorrow afternoon. Coverage at 1 Eastern Time. That's noon right here Central Time for the listening states of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. 1 o'clock, and of course Fox Sports 1 will carry that coverage for you guys. That's pretty much the appetizer course, getting you ready basically for a four-course meal. We all talk about the five-course meal, four-course meal, the appetizer round tomorrow, and then of course Monaco is your breakfast. Maybe you can call it cereal slash appetizer there too, but your breakfast, your lunch, Indianapolis 500, and then your dinner portion, dessert portion, get it ready. Coca-Cola 600 going down this weekend. EG3 Show 80 Greater 30 here, you guys. This evening with a little preview focusing on the Xfinity Series, which will be on track tomorrow with qualifying. Then the actual race event. Also, some driving news. Also, Cass Grallo, who's been driving a 24 car for I don't know what team that is. He was booted out of that ride, or that team shut down that ride. One of those two. Cass Grallo was up in the top 10 final practice. Cass Grallo in a different number this weekend, driving the 61 car this weekend. Also, you got Ty Dillon. So I missed Ty Dillon, actually. That's five cup guys in that mix. Ty Dillon usually runs around the back end of the top 10, top 15, somewhere in there, every time he enters into one of these cup races. But he's going to be piling the three for RCR tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, you have Ty Majeski in the 60, Austin Cindric, the pesky Austin Cindric, in the 12 car for Penske Racing. They look pretty strong as well. We haven't gone in through this episode mentioning Junior Motorsports yet. And Junior Motorsports, they look to find a handle on their Chevys, Camaros. Elliott Salor is down on the list. Justin Allgaier as well. So, Junior Motorsports, they've been one of the top dogs in the Xfinity Series the last few years. They're looking to find a speed on the other end of that aspect. RCR. You talk about Daniel Hemric. And Daniel Hemric, to me, I've always complimented him on his attitude and the way he goes about his business. And he's become kind of the spokesman in the Xfinity Series. If you haven't noticed, he was in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago doing that whole Xfinity Invades Philadelphia kind of thing. And then he just spoke yesterday to the media as well. He's already debuted in the Cup Series, even though it did not go so well. He made his debut there. He's been on the cusp of winning in the Top Series. And I believe Daniel Hemric win last year. My producer says no. He has to go back and look. So, but I don't think he's won a race. I'm pretty sure he has not won a race. And that goes back to the Truck Series where he raced for Brad Keselowski. He was also close but did not find victory lane. But he's been so impressive with his consistency that got the nod to drive RCR for Richard Childress. And he definitely has the speed this year to contend for wins. But it has not happened yet for Daniel Hemric. He's an interesting cat right there right now. He's kind of become the leader in the Xfinity Series. And then the addition of Matt Tiff. Matt Tiff struggled last year for Joe Gibbs Racing. Again, a top dog in the Xfinity Series. In the number 19, made the transition over kind of Brandon Jones. Matt Tiff switched places, and both of them are reaping the benefits of that. Brandon Jones has been a man on a tear here as we enter into summer. We'll see if he can break in for victory lane. Could have won Bristol and then lost it to Ryan Preece. And then you have Matt Tiff, who has put on some strong performances over the course of the first half of the year. And he's looking to turn the corner. So RCR, at least in the Xfinity Series, to me, they have more speed in their race cars more than their Cup teams right now. Even though the Cup teams, primarily the Austin Dillon, the defending Coca-Cola 600 winner, and Ryan Newman had impressive runs last night in the in time trials. They looking to back that tomorrow. And that, by the way, that's Chevy Camaro. They're looking to find answers to that. Maybe this weekend we could see them be a lot more competitive instead of gambling and trying to win the race that way, which we've seen so many times from that group. But definitely the speed in their race cars for Richard Childress Racing is there in the Xfinity Series for a fact. And Daniel Hemric has been awfully so close, but it's either heartbreak or getting himself in the wrong place, wrong time situation. And Matt Tiff as well, of course, battling his brain tumor, recovering from that, and he's been impressive on track this season. Does not surprise me one bit, but definitely you want to keep your eyes on the RCR. Let's not forget now, you got the Cup guys in here, and they have an opportunity to do something, but hey, these Xfinity Series guys have even more on the line as well. EG3 Show, Xfinity Corner, previewing Charlotte, the Isles Coast 300 tomorrow afternoon. Eddie Greer III checking in with you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the EG3 Show, Xfinity Edition, here this evening. Point standings Going in just the top five for you guys, Sadler is plus 38 over Tyler Reddick. Christopher Bell is third. Justin Allgaier fourth. And Daniel Hemric fifth. So there you go. Junior Motorsports representing 1, 2, 4. And then it's Joe Gibbs Racing with Bell RCR with Daniel Hemric right there, folks. Trying to get to the home page where, yes, somehow I missed. Speaking of the Indianapolis 500, one Indy's Car Racing's own will have an opportunity to make his NASCAR debut at Road America, and that is one Connor Daly, who teamed up with Alexander Rossi for the amazing race this past year. Connor Daly will join Ross Family Racing to pilot a third Ford Mustang in a NASCAR Xfinity Series at Road America this August. The 26-year-old, again from the IndyCar Series, will try to fill his hands up with his first stock car racing event in the NASCAR National Series start up in Wisconsin later this summer. And of course, Daly finished 18th each of the past two IndyCar campaigns, driving last year for team owner AJ Ford. And Daly that weekend in August will be joining, of course, Wisconsin native Ty Majeski, who's in the field tomorrow for tomorrow's race at Charlotte. So there is that. As well, we know Ryan Reed will be, of course, the other car in that field as usual. But yes, Connor Daly, so that struck me. How did I miss that? That hasn't been talked about that much either. I'm very surprised. I was reading at some Xfinity news this weekend. I stumbled on them. Like, wow, nobody's really talked about this unless NASCAR Race Hub has. But as far as I know, they haven't talked about this either. So I'm going to talk about it for a minute or two. So Connor Daly will get his hands. We've seen a former Formula One or any car drivers race in the Xfinity series come to mind, like Alex Tagliani, who has competed in the Xfinity Series and has nearly won the Xfinity Series race, but he came up short. We all remember too, Regan Smith a few years ago at that same racetrack, or was it a different racetrack? I believe it was something different. Maybe that was Canada when the two of them clashed in the final laps there. So Connor Daly will have an opportunity to do something, and that's going to be really intriguing this summer to see him in a stock car, see how he handles it. Of course, Daly, not really a front runner in any car series that much. He's kind of a mid-pack kind of guy, like I kind of just said. But again, he's going to be teaming up with a young gun in Ty Majeski and, of course, Ryan Reed in that mix as well, who we kind of forgot about. But Daly will have his opportunity in the sun to drive for Jack Roush. And, of course, Jack Roush was one of those nominated for the next class in the Hall of Fame, along with Roger Penske, spoiler alert, Jeff Gordon, no surprise there, Alan Kulwicki, and Davey Allison. I have my spiel on that tomorrow. That another spiel that had me hot on the car a little bit this past week. I'll talk to you two guys about that. I'll save that for the preview show. But yes, Connor Daly will make hay at Road America later this summer. So definitely exciting to see another IndyCar guy try his attempt to be competitive in the Xfinity Series EG3 show. You can find it on Facebook, facebook.com/EG3 show, for the latest news and updates. What's going on? It's going to be hot and heavy this weekend for a fact, including action on a track from all over the world. Definitely starting with this Xfinity Series race tomorrow afternoon. Make sure you read up on that. Check that out. Also, Podcast Center. Also, Audio Boom. We're on that. Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And iTunes, make sure for really all four podcast titles. You can make sure you can follow us wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, rate, and have time. Excuse me, review us as well. And if you have a question for the EG3 show, you can inbox me as well. They're at my Twitter handle, at @EdEdEddie_EG3. Again, at @EdEdEddie_EG3. Send your questions there or send your questions on Facebook, which you probably don't send fine tonight when you check that out. So it'll be a status post about that. Please feel free to answer questions, and we'll probably most definitely answer them. One of those, either during a preview show tomorrow or post-race Memorial Day races next week. So a lot of activity going on. And, of course, conference finals continue tonight. And Cavaliers, Warriors on a brink of elimination. And I'm telling you, the Rockets, again, edge out of win last night. And the Warriors, you might as well call them the choke state Warriors right now, because they've had opportunities to probably to win this series, really. But the last 2 minutes, they have fumbled the ball big time. And then last night, they had an opportunity. The Rockets didn't score at all the last minute and a half or so, and somehow pull that off. And the big story coming out of that was Chris Paul pulling a hamstring. And, you know, without Chris Paul, they not winning Game 6 and going to state. Going to state, that's a golden opportunity to turn the series back to Houston. And Houston has worked hard for that home field advantage all year long. Why risk your second best player in Game 6? You got quick turnaround, and you have Game 7 on your home floor. So there is that as well. So, again, I predicted that before the series even started. That's going 7 games. Unless Golden State fumbles the ball at home like they did Game 4, then Houston is going back to the NBA Finals tomorrow night. But Golden State, think with all that home crowd advantage and everything else, that they better be motivated for sure, because they have not closed the deal. It easily could have, might have, if they would have won Game 4, they could have easily won the series. But Houston's defense has been the story here late in this series. And of course, Boston and Cleveland tonight. Boston looking to enter the Kings' house and to put him away tonight. That's going to be an interesting game, but LeBron James put up 40 in this series when the Cleveland's been at home, and Boston's going to have to find some way to counter that and come up with some kind of plan. But LeBron James at home, he's going to be motivated to turn that series back to Boston, but for whatever reason, Cleveland has not been the same team at Boston. So, but Boston has an opportunity to knock the throne Cleveland off the ranks of the Eastern Conference and enter themselves in the NBA Finals. So these series looking like it could go 7 games. Both of them could go the full distance. EG3 show again. Podcast, Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We are getting everywhere, and we're getting shout-outs also from a few podcasts as well. Thank you to the Loose Lug Nuts podcast, Loose Lugs, as well for shouting us out this week. So thank you for that. PETM podcast as well, join us as well. Appreciate that as well. So definitely the word of the mouth would definitely helps as well. Spread the word about the EG3 show. We are continuing to get better and continuing to basically spread ourselves out to the nations very slowly, but it's been coming pretty good this year, and we're trying to hit 1,000 listens here, and we're creeping ever slow up there in the mix of listens. So definitely continue to listen to this podcast. And if you have not listened to Post Race or the Stage Break this week, I encourage you to go back and check those out. Get yourself ready for what could be a thrilling racing weekend. Definitely encourage you to check those out. Did a piece on Danica Patrick a couple of days ago. And, of course, the post-race as well from the All-Star Race as well. So definitely check that out. And definitely listen up to get yourself caught up with the Xfinity Series right here on the EG3 show, where everybody must do one, what? Join the movement, folks. EG3 show, do that as well. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up this edition of the EG3 show podcast, Xfinity Series style. Osco 300 tomorrow afternoon kicks off the racing weekend, and we'll see who comes out on top with that chicken flag tomorrow afternoon. I'm Eddie Greer III saying thank you once again for listening to the EG3 Show podcast. And the next time we're talking to you guys, basically tomorrow, I'll record the full preview of all three. I'll take a look at Monaco a little bit, Indianapolis 500, and of course, the Cup Series race, the Coca-Cola 600. We had breaking news as well, resulting in Kevin Harvick starting in the back of the field. I'll talk about that in the preview show tomorrow, and a big show also. I'm telling you, this is jam-packed. I'll hand out midterm grades to all the teams tomorrow, so you definitely, when that episode loaded up, you definitely do not want to miss it. But for right now, the garage close with the EG3 show. We'll talk to you on the preview show. But for now, Eddie Greer III, EG3, we rolling out. Thank you for listening to the EG3 Show podcast. We out.